Rejoice, ladies and gentlemen. Rejoice. It's the weekend. Not just any weekend. A freaking long weekend. Oh, my God. What are we going to do to entertain ourselves? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play some killer tunes. My name is Ross Nielsen. I am the host of this show. This show is called Killer Tunes, where we play nothing but, you guessed it, killer tunes. Today, we're traveling back in time to the late 90s and early 2000s. And this is going to kick it all off for us. This is Rose Rouge from Saint Germain off an album called Tourist. Dig it, everybody.
I want you to get together. I want you to get together. I want you to get together. Put your hands. I want you to get together.
I want you to get together right now with me here on Killer Tunes. Ladies and gentlemen, kicked the show off right there with Rose Rouge from Saint-Germain. That is the stage name of Ludovic Navarre. French dude. He has put out a bunch of albums. That album came out in 2000, sold nearly 4 million copies around the globe. Not too shabby, buddy, not too shabby. Folks, today we are traveling back to an era of Fredericton, New Brunswick, where I kind of cut my teeth and lived off and on for a couple of decades. This era of Fredericton is very near and dear to me. There was an amazing music scene happening. There was a bar called the Cellar Pub on the university campus for UNB, and many, many amazing times were had at this bar. Many extremely debaucherous late nights there. This was back in the day. I think you could still smoke in bars then. There were no windows, no ventilation in this bar. It was just a crazy little cigarette coffin where, you know, sweet touring bands would come and rip up the night for us, you know, dancing hippies at the time. The jam band scene was alive and well then. It was probably, I would say, that maybe the peak or downward spiral, like 98 to 2002, something like that. Hippies were alive and well in Fredericton. You could see bell bottoms, you could see dreadlocks, you could smell patchouli everywhere. And my experience with the Cellar in those days was just nonstop amazing music. I started playing live music around that time in Fredericton, and just saw show after show after show. Daryl Kent up there at the Cellar Pub was bringing in amazing acts. And today I'm going to play a series of acts that were either presented live at the Cellar or were on the infamous Cellar Jukebox, which the CD changer, I think they had like one of those 100 CD changers or more. And my old bandmate and good buddy Sean Warden had programmed that jukebox, and Sean and I were conferring over Facebook this week about some of the bands that came through there, bands like Nero, Downtime, Fat Jeebus, Fat Tala, Who Knew out of Halifax, Wooderson, pre-Grand Theft Bus, just all kinds of great, great music that was happening there at the time, and it just seemed like it was never going to stop. Of course, you know, those trends in music and fashion and whatnot, they ebb and flow, and the scene did ebb and flow, and unfortunately really change. I mean, there's a decent scene in Fredericton now, but in those days it was on fire, folks. Like, people went out to shows by the hundreds. It was really a special time to be in that area playing music and seeing music. So without further ado, I'm going to get right into the show here. I'm kicking off the second tune from probably the most popular Canadian jam band to come through the Cellar repeatedly. That was the Burt Nielsen Band, based out of Thunder Bay. Amazing funk rock jam band. And now the keyboard player, Jeff Hischold, I think he plays for the Trues and the Skydiggers and a variety of other bands. I'm not sure what the guitar player, Mike, I think his name is Filippo Switch. I'm not sure what he's doing now, but I can tell you when my band started touring in 2008, it was Ross Nielsen and the Suffering Bastards, and on more than one occasion we would have people, especially when we played in Thunder Bay, we would have people come to the show. Afterwards they would come up and they'd be like, "Man, do you remember that time you played in blah, 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 and we all smoked the thing and did the dance and the whatever?" And I was like, "Nope, that's Burt Nielsen Band, that's not us." And they were like, "What? No, it was you guys." I'm like, "No, dude. No, dude-er, dude-ski. Wasn't us, bud." Anyway, I was grateful they came, and oftentimes we made new fans because of the mistake, so it worked out. Anyway, this is off of Orange Shag Carpet, and the tune is simply titled L, Kick Ass.
I have to say that while I dream on, you keep giving. Makes me feel if matters change it, I go through. Takes the dark to see the way the devil comes sketchy. Been a while since all has been, all been through. You got to know that all has changed and I'm completely moving fast now, angry, but you know I can't help. I'm singing it softly. Play from playing all our chords except for this part. Bring it back up and hopefully bring some smiles, some faces. We'll be right back.
Jimmy Swift Band from an album called Onward Through the Fog. I believe that was Jimmy Swift Band's first album. Of course, previous to that, they were Fly Jimmy Swift. Previous to that, they were PF Station, if you recall, way, way back in the day, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite East Coast bands of all time. Love Jimmy Swift Band. Love the guitar work. Love the jamming. Of course, they moved into a little more of an electronica vibe towards the end of their days. But when I first picked up on them, I think they were still Fly Jimmy Swift, or maybe had just changed, and holy crap, there it was, just some sweaty badass ripping guitar shows, killer covers of, like, I remember that seeing them do Have a Cigar by Pink Floyd in a sound check, or maybe even open a show with it, and I was just dumbfounded. The guitar tones were bang on, and you know, Big Mike on the, I think it was a 7-string bass or some crazy shit like that. Just the scariest looking badass bass player you ever want to see. And Teddy Bear, sweetheart of a guy, real good fella, runs a production company out of Halifax now, doing recording and production, that kind of stuff, and I think graphic design as well. Great guy, Craig Mercer, frontman, Aaron Collier on keys. And I'll tell you, folks, the number of times I saw this band and they blew the roof off the place, it was, they just never disappointed. And I got to say, this week's whole episode, the entire episode that is centered around the Cellar Pub and the music I saw and heard there, came to me because recently I saw on the old interwebs that Jimmy Swift Band is doing a little reunion run this summer through the Maritimes. I'm so jealous I can't see it because I'm in the Flatlands, in the Saskatchewan, the sketch, you know. But I'm really excited for everyone who is going to get to take it in. You know, they'll only be better as, you know, musicians tend to evolve in their craft. It's going to be a good run of shows, so check that out. I think it's in July. It'll be at a place near you if you're in the Maritimes. Don't disappoint yourself and not go. Afterwards, after those shows, all your friends are going to be going on about how great of a time it was, how awesome the show was. Oh, what fun we had, and you're going to be like, dang, I didn't go. Don't be that person, people. Get your poop in a pile. Get your hippie pants on, your oots pants. Get them on. Get your dancing shoes and get to wherever those shows are. You won't be disappointed if you like good times and rock and roll. I assure you, you'll have fun. And do it for me, if not for yourself, because I'm jealous. Can't get there. So the Cellar Pub, the number of bands that went through there that influenced me and kind of became a part of my musical DNA, it was extreme, you know. There was one band from Antigonish. I think the first time they went through, they were called One-Eyed Trouser or something like that. And then the next time they went through, they were called Trouser. I remember Sean Warden, my old bass player, and he was doing sound at the Cellar, and I remember him either telling me afterwards, I think it was like previous to days of texting, so he either called me or was telling me afterwards, I can't even remember how it happened, but he was like, the band did a full version of Bohemian Rhapsody, all the vocal parts, no track over stuff, like knocked it out of the park. He was just like blown away talking about this band, One-Eyed Trouser, or Trouser, maybe they were at that time. They were like a monster cover band, just nailing covers, knocking them out of the park. And that band, if you're not hip to it, you're about to be, but if you're from the East Coast, you would already know the story. That band went on to become The Trues, and their first album, House of Ill Fame, I think it was called, was produced by Gordy Johnson from Big Sugar. The album is a trashy, garagey sounding record. I loved it when it came out, and when I was programming this week's show, I took it upon myself to listen again, and I still love it. It's just full of great songs. The production is crap. It sounds like it was recorded in a garage. Probably the worst sounding record I've ever heard Gordy Johnson produce. Sonically speaking, that is, but the songs are so frigging good, it doesn't matter. And the production kind of lends itself to The Trues being like a dirty rock and roll band, which they totally were at the time. You know, they've gone on to conquer Canadian radio. In fact, I think that year that album came out, Not Ready to Go was the number one played song in the country. So they came out with the first album just swinging for the stars, you know. And they did a great job attaining those goals. They still rock Canada from time to time. You'll see them out there doing their thing. Just a great band, great guys, totally rock and roll. Just, I don't know what else you can say. They played the Cellar a bunch. I think even a band I was in called Naked Days had a great opportunity to open for them one time. One of our best shows for sure. Our front man Randy was sick. I don't know if it was out at the time or if he even knew at the time, but he had full-blown cancer at the time. I feel like it was just previous to his diagnosis. And man, he gave it everything that night. It was almost like he knew, but I don't think that he did. Great show, pure rock and roll. I remember talking to the guys afterwards. They're huge Black Crowes fans, so we were all just kind of rammering around about that backstage and whatnot. But great rock band. So I'm going way back in the catalog of The Trues because I love their early stuff. It's less produced, it's less glossy, it's just puke all over rock and roll. This is from their first album. This is a really great rock and roll song called Tired of Waiting. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you haven't been tired of waiting for me to stop talking so you can dig this tune. Then we're going to take a little break here at 95.7 FM The Wolf and Killer Tunes. We'll be back after that for the second half of the show. Enjoy The Trues, Tired of Waiting.
I am wild. Looking blind and blaming. Fall.
tired of waiting. I am tired.
Welcome back to the second half of the show, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes here on the Wolf 95.7 FM. This is Grand Theft Bus Street Sleeper, the anthem of the late 90s and early 20s in Frederick, New Brunswick. Enjoy this song.
Man on a subway talks to himself all damn day, sleeps in the shadow. Feeding on what you won't feed on. myself. These corrugated towns being hard on my health.
Give me home, home, vicious for myself. I'm so
2002, ladies and gentlemen. 2002, Birth of Confusion. Grand Theft Bus released their first album. That's what the album was called. That song is called Street Sleeper. I suspect the boys would rather pluck out their own ear and nose hairs with a pair of like blazing red hot tweezers than play that song again, because they played it so many times. But the people love it. It was one of those tunes. It literally became an anthem of that era for Fredericton. GTB, Grand Theft Bus, they were on top at the time. Nobody was hotter than they were for the jam bands locally. And they did some touring as well, and just monstrous. I remember their shows at the Gothic Arches, the church in St. John, being epic. The seamless sets they did with Jimmy Swift Band, where the two bands would do show set for set for set, no breaks in between. Just friggin' amazing. Really great time for music in Fredericton and New Brunswick in general in those days in the Maritimes. And I was very fortunate to be around to see that scene flourish at that time like it did. The boys are still in the area, still do a little run one or two times a year. And man, what a band they turned out to be. Obviously started out as a jam band, Fish influence and whatnot, but definitely became a songwriting machine, and their live shows are still something to behold, folks. No longer the hippie jam band they once were, but they still just groove out and have really grown into an amazing, amazing live act with really smart, intelligent songs and arrangements. And make sure you check them out. You know what? Couldn't pay tribute to that era of Fredericton without playing some Fish, could I? Check it out from Farmhouse, Heavy Things.
Things are falling down on me, heavy things I could not see. I moved to where they'd hoped I'd be. Vanessa calls me on the phone, reminding me I'm not alone. I fuss and quake and cavitate, I try to speak and turn to stone. Till he reaches through my vest to do the thing that she does best. And tears my ventricles, steals my one remaining breath. Things are falling down on me, heavy things I could not see. When I finally came around, something small would pin me down. When I tried to step aside, I moved to where they'd hoped I'd be. From grace, she needs my vision to replace her real sight throughout the night, leaving two holes in my face. Mary was a friend, I'd say. I moved to where they'd hoped I'd be. Thank you.
Pablo Jack Horner. That's Jazzberry Ram. I believe a Victoria band, if I'm not mistaken. Previous to that, Heavy Things by Phish from Phish's, what I think is their most cohesive album, Farmhouse. And that album just permeated Fredericton at the time. I can remember Scott Adams and Bruce Devlin, the Sandbaggers, playing Monday nights at Mexi's, doing lots of great Dead tunes. And, of course, I think Bruce did a tune from that album called Get Back on the Train. Among other amazing covers, his Bruce Coburn covers, they just slayed. It was a great time for music in Fredericton and beyond. Jazzberry Ram played the Cellar a number of times. They were a fan favorite. I remember even one year at Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival, they played the tent down by Brubaker's and Mexi's there at the time. And it was a pivotal point, I think, for Harvest, where they finally they went outside the blues mold and got some university kids involved. And look at that festival now, just on top. You know, I can't tell you the number of times I saw Jazzberry Ram there. They always put on a killer show. They were nice guys. And who knows where they are and what they're doing today. But I just, you know, thinking back this week through all the bands and the stuff I would like to play, I was like, oh, I got to play some Jazzberry Ram. Like, where am I going to find that stuff? And there it was. Bam, on the interwebs. Superficiality is their first album. And just full of great tunes. I debated between playing this song and a tune called Lady, and I ended up going with Pablo Jack Horner because it was just one of those staples in the live show, and in my memory of the live show, just killed every time. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Ross Nielsen. This is Killer Tunes, a radio program that is blasted out of the airwaves, 95.7 The Wolf FM in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and worldwide on 957thewolf.ca. You can also hear this show on rossnielsen.com. If you can't catch the original broadcast, that's will be on the Wolf's website and my own website starting of the week. So if you're late, or maybe you just want to go back and re-listen again, maybe you can't get enough of my yammering, you can go on there and just stream or download or whatever it is you like to do with your thing and your digital device and make it happen. Put the earbuds in, maybe go for a stroll, maybe not, maybe do some housework. I don't know what you do. I listen to the show. It's none of my business. I'm just happy you listen at all. Thanks for tuning in. And, you know, we're here every week. Just going to keep it going and try and spread the word of good tunes, killer tunes all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. It is the end of the show. Once again, it happens every week. The show goes so fast. I started the show, and then before I know it, it's like, oh, man, the show is over. The fun is over. It's come and gone, and it's time again to go back to reality and do another week of work or whatever it is you're doing out in the world between Saturdays. Regardless of what that is, I hope you have a good time doing it. I hope that you are nice to your fellow man and your fellow woman and the children and the animals and the good things in the world. I want you to be aware that there are these things in the world that are good. You know, I saw a funny little meme on Facebook, you know, those stupid ones that say, don't cross an ocean for someone who wouldn't walk around a mud puddle for you, or some stupid shit like that. This one said, no, do cross an ocean for someone who wouldn't do something for you. Climb a mountain, run across a canyon, do something, just live and love, because you know what? It's about giving. It's not about what you get back. It's about giving. If more people thought that way, man, it would be a different kind of living, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Huh? Wouldn't it? I think it would. I'm going to try and do that this week. I take deep breaths. I try and get zen. I try and think about the good things instead of the bad things. I try not to comment on Facebook things that I think are stupid. It's none of my business. There's no need for me to comment on everything. You just, you know what, just let that go by. Take a deep breath and then go about your business in your daily life, folks. It's good living that way. We're going to go out today on a major jam band that's still rocking the scene. I'm going to send this one out to my buddy Higdon out there in Winnipeg. He's a huge Widespread fan. This is Widespread Panic. I got into widespread around this time, around 1998, with an album called Light Fuse, Getaway. It's a double live album, killer album. This one is on an album called, I think, Till the Medicine Takes, and this is called Dying Man, and pretty much is widespread at their finest. They still rule the hippie jam band scene, ladies and gentlemen. If you're into this, check them out. They have a large catalog. Really, really fantastic band, and I think Derek Trucks' brother plays drums for them now, Dwayne Trucks. They've had a few, I think Jimmy Herring's the guitar player. They've had a few lineup changes over the years, but still remain John Bell in the front position singing and writing tunes. Dave Schools on the low end. Yeah, just a great band. This is Dying Man. I hope you dig it. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next week. Be good to each other. Love one another. Peace out.